Welcome back, friends. So we left off with Micah rightly reading this chapter with the eyes of our Lord in his mind, because that is one of the senses of Scripture, is how they all will herald our Savior. So that is one of the senses. One's the literal, one's the moral. One talks about the eschaton, or the final days, or that sort of thing. And the one is, of course, within Christ, seeing how they either speak to him directly with New Testament or prophesy to him in the Old. Okay, exhortation. So referring back to the subtitle, Wisdom, Wealth, and Moral Instruction. So if one wants wealth and moral instruction in a compact presentation, this chapter is excellent. So there is a definition of riches, which was a good name, and morality. Oppression of the poor leads to want. That's the definition of wealth here. Wisdom is from verse 3. The prudent men hide from anger. The simple, again, the folly, or the wicked, or evildoers, go after it and suffer. And we talked a little bit about that in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And then there's moral instruction. Loose lips end one in a deep pit. Remember, the deep pit ultimately is the eternal damnation, which I talked about. You know, it's one of the four senses. We'll see this have allusion to hell. Verse 13, the sluggard says, sluggard, right? The slothful. There is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets. And we see here is an urgent cry from someone in great need, and it's being ignored because it might be inconvenient. And ignoring it implies cruelty and injustice. And the consequence will be, when the wicked one cries out in their time of need, he will not be answered. So that's kind of goes back to suffering is a teacher, right? Generally, the consequence of the sin is from the sin itself. And we learn the lesson hard that way. It's not that the Lord won't answer him. It's just that he said the fault, the sluggard, has set up a situation where that's where the natural outcome, is to be expected.
I find it interesting. Like, I like that it says there is a lion, and it makes me think of how, I think it's in 1 Peter or 2 Peter, where he says the enemy, the devil, prowls like a lion seeking to devour. And yeah. This idea of a sluggard is like, in order to not be a sluggard, you have to also be aware that there is an enemy, you know, that wants to devour you. And I think, because this verse is so interesting, because it's just like he's yelling this and surprised by the reality of the lion outside. And we are invited to have an awareness of the evil one, you know, in order to prepare ourselves and actually be ready against the attacks.
That's right. We need to at all times have the ability to defend what we believe, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's also from Peter, maybe 2 Peter, at all, you know, be able to have a defense of your faith.
Right.
But also, as you were saying, just to be prudent, to avoid being around, where was it here, that we shouldn't be around scoffers and quarrelers and those who sow injustice and calamity. So we have to have a sense of the company we keep.
Right.
Right.
That's that old quote, show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Straight from here. Straight from scripture. So, yes, as you say here, yes, let us be wise, wealthy, and moral for our own sakes and those around us. Anything else that comes to you, Micah?
Yeah, well, I just so appreciate doing this with you, Karen, and I thought I wanted also to point out, I love that verse 25, 24 and 25, it's that, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. And it makes me think of our mention of free will and this idea of who you surround yourself with is who you become. And it really is a matter of entangling yourself simply by the company you keep or, you know, the decisions you make. It ends up setting a trap for yourself. And I think that it's so helpful to have this instruction, you know, and it's so available to us. I feel so fortunate to be alive right now where this, you know, even just in America where we can freely discuss things like this and talk about spiritual ideas focused in Christ, and I'm just so grateful for it.
There is so true. So much to be grateful for. It is a lot to be grateful for. Well, my friends, we will visit with you the next time. Till then, fides erratio. Beautiful.